I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1317. Do children always return? I love the Bible. What a source of hope and strength and guidance and promise. And yet, it pains me as a pastor to see well-meaning people use the Bible to try to say what it's not saying. Over the next 3 days, I want to give you three examples of Bible verses that people often use in ways they were never intended to be used. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love those that God puts around us. And that's the impetus for today's episode. We really do love those who are closest to us, and we desperately want them to love and know the God that we know and love also. And when it's not happening, it grieves our hearts and souls. In the movie The Princess Bride, Vizzini has cut the rope of the dread pirate Roberts. And he says, "Didn't he fall? Inconceivable!" And Inigo Montoya says, "You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means." Often, I want to say that to people. "You keep using that verse in the Bible. I don't think it means what you think it means." The first example for today is Proverbs 22:6. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Many moms and dads have clung to that verse as a promise that their wayward son or wayward daughter who's walked away from the Lord will one day come back to the Lord. I get it. I understand the need for that assurance. I understand the desire to know that that is true, that one day they'll come home again. But that's not the way the verse works. Proverbs 22:6 is a proverb, not a promise. We have to understand the genre of scripture that we're reading. Proverbs tells us the way things usually work, not the way things always work. For example, another proverb says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." Well, yes, most of the time, but not all the time. You can give a gentle answer and still get blasted, and you know it. So it's not a promise. Let me say it again. Proverbs in the Bible are not promises that God is required to satisfy for you. Proverbs entail probable outcomes, not guaranteed outcomes. So take, for example, a modern proverb: "An apple a day keeps the doctor away." Notice it's a short, pithy way to capture an idea. And it's true that if you eat your fruits and vegetables, your apples and so forth, generally you'll be a healthy person. Generally. But not for sure. Is it a promise? Is it a guarantee that if you eat an apple every single day, you'll never have to see a doctor? Of course not. We all know that's not the case, right? So, it's a violation of a proverb to think it's a promise. The same is true with Scripture. It means, generally speaking, if you eat a healthy diet, you'll be generally healthy. But it's not a promise. Here's the great question. Is there someone that you're praying will return to the Lord who's walking far away right now? If so, God cares. Lift them up to Him right now. Let's pray. Father, we love our kids. We want to see them love You. When they walk away from the life of Jesus, it grieves our hearts. We take comfort in knowing that You are the Hound of Heaven, that You never give up on them, and that nothing can ever separate them from Your love. We confess that we'd love for Proverbs 22:6 to be a guarantee that they will return, but now we know that's not how the genre of a proverb works. It's hopeful, but it's not promised. Please work in the lives of those who have strayed and draw them back into Your love. Help me to model Jesus for them, to love them unconditionally and to keep praying for them, to run to the light and away from the darkness that is enfolding them. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1318. And in the meantime, part of the reason why I want to do these three podcasts is for you to be fair to God. God often gets blamed for things he didn't do or didn't promise. God is seeking to bring those we love into a dynamic, ongoing, living relationship with himself. But we have free will, and children don't always return.